Finish up this whole section of the Hechsher, the Mixas, Nisko, by doing the Asura B'nai Adam, the Samachnas. This is just technical matters. And so I want to finish that up, and then I want to quickly go through everything we've done on this Inyan, which means, you know, Rav Zera, Rav Sheshet, all the Chavilos, and then quickly do the Safsal again, believe it or not. I think you guys can handle it even much more quickly than we did it last time. And then next, I'm flying out tonight to the United States of America, and I won't be here next week. So no Ian Call next week. Sorry. Whatever. And but I will give out Makoros, because what I wanted to do, I'm not sure that everyone in Cheer in the morning is going to be getting up to the Tess Amud Beis, the first part of the Mishnah, which has really good stuff. So we're going to go back there for 1 or 2 weeks and then spring forward from where we left off now. All right? Okay, you'll see. I'll send the Makoros out for the week. Anyway, so let's finish up. We're in the middle of this Inyan of Hechsher B'Mikzas, which we're going to go over the Yisod in a minute during the Chazara part. But for now, we're used to it already, right? It means that if you Machshir B'Mikzas, so the Mishnah tells me that I'm going to be Ki'ilu, I did the entire Nezek, and I'm going to be Chayav Ki'ilu, I did the entire Nezek. So we've been, again, looking for the Tzior for it. What's the case that illustrates this Yisod? So we went through, first the Gemara gave us that case of Bor, and then it tried several other things. It tried the Shor and the Shomrin, it tried the Chavilos and Eish, and then with Safsal it tried the Mamazik. So struck out on all three of those, but it's going to give it one more try. And this last try is really, really interesting, because it's not a Nezek case, Bechlal, and that itself is a Chiddush. Right, we always thought that this chiddush was a nezikin chiddush. The idea that if you're mazik b'miksas, you know, it's exactly what the words are. But hechsharti b'miksas nisko, chafti b'tashlumei nisko, kehechsher kol nisko. It said nezek like all over the place. Who says that that applies to ritzicha? Do we think of nezek and ritzicha as a continuum? Is that an intuitive pashut idea? What do you guys think? Any reason to think so? Anyway, where does the Rambam put Hilchos Ritzicha? He's been looking at a lot of Rambam. He puts it along with Nezikin, actually. So maybe there is something to this. Right? Oh, thanks. Definitely the Mashmaut we're about to see in this little studio is going to be that this principle that we're focused on, the principle of Hechsher B'Mikzas, definitely has application in Ritzicha. In fact, right, we're going to finally get another tzior for this principle, right? We have one. What's the tzior we have? Bor, right? Hishlim la'asar, right? So on 10 tefachim, and someone's mashlim to 10. That was our first tzior. The weakness, as Tosus pointed out, was the fact that there's a machlokes and Rebbe and two lishonos and all the complications, which we're going to go over during Chazara. But right here, you know, we're finally going to get another tzior that's going to work. It's not going to work for everybody, but it will work for at least Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, that we have actually a case that holds up. So that's very, very important. It means that this idea of being machshir, everything we've been emphasizing applies, it seems, to ritzicha. And we're tempted to think that ritzicha is just an extreme form of nezek, right? Killing something, killing a person is just an extreme. Now that is a big mistake to do. Right? That's what I'm setting you up for. What we're going to first show is the commonality, but then the lumdus is going to reveal the chiluk, which is going to be very significant. Right? So let's just do it quickly. So I'm on Yud Amud Beis. V'suleika, here we go again. V'ha'ika, isn't there this other case? Ha'ditanya, v'ku asar b'nei adam b'eser maklos, b'im b'vas achas, b'im b'zeh chazeh, u'meis, Kulan Pitur, right? 10 people hit a guy, and whether they're doing it one after the other, or all together, so Tanakama says everybody's potter. Why? Why is everybody potter? Because Biki is. As Rashi said, why is everybody potter? Yeah.
Because they don't know who caused them.
Right, so that's what Rashi says here. It's interesting. If you saw anyone see Sanhedrin and make me faint and tell me they saw. Oh, good. Rashi says something different over there, right? Did anyone notice? Right? Right. There's a lot of rage on this Rashi using two different reasons. What does Rashi say the reason Kulam Ketzurim? Over here, it's because of what you said, Rabbi. Over there, yeah, there's a kusav over there, so it's a little strange. It's echad l'shayim, that kind of thing. And over here, it's saying, well, we don't know who really did it. So, just if you're interested in such things, we're not going to do it right now. But there's a lot of discussion of that amongst the achronim. To me, I'm never bothered by Rashi giving me multiple reasons for something like this. Right? In other words, if the Gemara didn't tell me, right, so all bets are off. And there could be multiple reasons and multiple suggestions, and maybe you didn't feel one was more compelling. But if you're interested in the interesting raid, there is what to like handle about, which they do. But what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra say? We're more interested in something else. He says, what? He says, Bezeach hazeh achron chayef. Why? Mipnei shekira v'smitasa. So, first of all, there's the case, right? Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is giving us a case that really is a good illustration and demonstration of our Yisod from the Mishnah. We have a case where we have the last guy who's only doing the mixas, right? Because really, there was certainly a contribution by the Rishonim, right, to killing this guy, and he just finishes off the job. He's chayiv, their putter. There it is, right? So we see, even in the world of Ritzicha, we have the same exact type of cloud that holds up. What's the machlokas between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra? What's the machlokas? What are they arguing about?
If the last guy really did more than himself.
If what?
If the last guy really did more than anyone else.
Why do you say that?
Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says that the last guy
died. Because he says because Kirub Misasa. Right. So you're saying they disagree.
They don't have any care.
Do you think that they can argue over the Messias? Well, you're saying he didn't care.
He was less important.
Okay, good.
Bad.
Right, meaning like, right.
Are you Chaim Nisa who's going to die anyway?
Right, so what is no one saying, and I'm happy to hear, no one is saying, oh, they're arguing over our principle, right? No one's arguing over whether, in principle, sometimes when you're mazik, or in this case, killing the mitzas, when you machshir the ritzicha, the mitzas, and you're really finishing up the job that a lot of other people started, you're going to be chayiv, right? No one argues about that. They have a different argument. And this really comes out in Sanhedrin, right? So for those people that said they looked at Sanhedrin, so what's the real machlokas between them? You're onto it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, there's an act of murder that took place here by this last guy, right? And according to the Tanna Kamma, there is no act of murder that took place. What's their machlokas? What? Why does he say that is murder? And they say not. Not, this is very poshut. Poshut, it's the Bekiyas of Sanhedrin Ayin Ches, right? So what does it say over there? It says, interestingly, it says first they're arguing over a pasuk, right? Ki yake kol nefesh, right? Kol nefesh. So what is the Tanna Kamma say? Kol nefesh means the entire, kol ha nefesh, that's what that means. And what does kol dehu nefesh, which means any amount of nefesh. Right? So that sounds like that should be that, but the Gemara goes on, very interestingly, the Gemara over there goes on, and it gives you a demonstration of their machlokas, just so we catch on, right? So what does it say? It starts using these models, right? Everybody agrees when it comes to a trefa, you are, if you kill a trefa, you are pater, l'chleyama. Why? He's a gavrikatila, he's dead, right? He's dead overtly. Also, we're going to see that's going to be very important, right? He's dead. His simanim are obviously, you know, nechtach, right? There's really 18 trefos if you learn chulin. If you're anyone who's going to YU, get ready for chulin. No one is. No, somebody is. No one in this room is, I don't think, going to YU this year. No. YU is a great place. YU is a fantastic, fantastic place. Anyway, so they're learning chulin, right? The third part is trefos. It has all these types of wounds, you know, a hole in your head, a hole in your heart, a hole here, a hole there, a missing organ here, there all sorts of trefos, right? So if you have that, you're dead. Are you dead? Can you be Mechal Shabbos to save that person's life? Of course you can. So what does it mean, you're dead? What does that mean? That should bother you, though. Right? So we'll come back to that, because it bothered me like crazy. I go, what does that mean, you're dead? You're not Chayav Misa. Al Pi Din, which din? The din of Chayav Misa for Ritzicha, then that person is considered dead. Why? Because it's Vada considered he's going to die. That's what a trefa is. A trefa is somebody who, within 12 months, is going to be dead. Right? This is one of Rabbi Slifkin's little things. We're not going to get into it now. Well, that would be a lot more fun maybe than this longest, but we're not going to do it as tempted as I am.
Is a trefa the same logic as a monotheist hour?
Very nice. Exactly. It's very good. That's a nice comparison. We'll see if we bring the tzos back to life. We'll see. But we're going to get into it. So, what?
Why would Rabbi Reuven Sira hold that killing a trefa is potter?
The Chuliyama, everybody holds that killing a trefa is potter because of...
Here in the sus.
Oh, hang on. Because he's dead, though. Pidin is dead. Because he's Vada going to die, and it's Nika that he's going to die, based on those simanim. Right? You'll see in a minute. Because listen to the rest of that Gemara. The rest of the Gemara says the contrast. You'll see in a minute. It's not that you're going to... The question's going to go away. Right? Trust. The next model is the model of a Goses Bidei Shamayim. What's a Goses Bidei Shamayim? Anyone know what that is? What's a Goses? Right, it's on the brink of death. The process of death has begun. You know, let's not get too morbid, but within 3 days he's dead. That's the Masora, right? Only the Chevra knows really what a Goses is. No doctor in the world ever can tell you what a Goses is. It's alive, they tell you. You can't tell that. But the Chevra always knew. Right, that was like, we had a discussion like this. I think it was with Rav Shechter. We were talking about it. It came up on Achla Maisa, but he said, oh, don't forget about the doctors. Go with the Chevra. And he was right, 100%. So Ghost is going to die within 3 days. What's a Ghost is Bidei Shamayim? What's a Ghost is Bidei Shamayim? Yeah, there's no outward signs of trauma. The way the Gemara puts it, there's no Maisa that was done to this person. It's an internal disease. But he's a Goses. So what's the din by him? B'chuli Alma, Yochai. Everybody holds that guy's alive. Al pi din Ritzicha, that guy's alive. Trefa is dead, this guy's alive. So everybody agrees. So where are they cholek? On a Goses bidei Adam. A Goses bidei Adam. What's a Goses bidei Adam? It's a guy who also is on the brink of death, but because he got a sword or some kind of outward wound, that is clear there was a maisa done to him, right? But what do we classify him as? What is he? How do we treat him? So there, the Chachamim are medame him to whom? So what's the Chachamim shita by? Our guy with the makros is the Goses Be'adam. So the Chachamim say, what's the din in that? Right, the Chachamim say that in our case, of the Goses Bidei Adam, the last guy is Yichayev HaPater. He's Pater. Why? Because he's Domit to who? A Trefa. Right? Which means that you're not going to be Chayev for killing somebody who's considered already gone. But when Yehuda ben Misera is redominant to a Goses Bidei Shamayim, and therefore you are Chai. That's that Gemara in Sanhedrin. What are they really saying? I thought it was the Psukim. I thought it was Kol Nefesh. This is a Tosos in Sanhedrin that comments on this. He says, don't think there's a stira between the first part of the Gemara that said their machlokas is an exeris akosav on how they learn Kol Nefesh. That's true. And all this was an illustration of that. So the bottom line is still Gzeres HaKasav, which means, putting it all together, the Machlokas is like this. They're arguing over whether, when somebody has Miksas Nefesh left, which is the Goses Bidei Adam, he's a person with Miksas HaNefesh, right? A Trefa has no Nefesh left. A Goses Bidei Shamayim has his full Nefesh left. A Goses Bidei Adam is considered someone who only has Chaisha, he has Miksas his Nefesh left. So, according to Yehuda ben Misera, that's murder. If you kill somebody that just has miksas, you're killing them. According to the Chachamim, if you kill somebody who has miksas, you're not doing an act of murder. It's like killing the tree.
The question is, what is the defining characteristic of being alive versus dead? As in, if it's about time left, so then he still has 3 days, essentially. So therefore, he'd be considered like the fat bidei shemayim. But if it's all about the outward signs, then he's the same as the trefa.
Good, very good. I like that. And that, it seems like it's the latter. It seems like the latter is what's going to be machria here. Exactly. Very good. The emphasis, we're not being mayin in, we're not doing it in the Sanhedrin, but that's what's going on over there. And there's like at least Rashi is very much emphasizing the niker element of it all. Very good.
Rashi Baras would not hold in that because Rashi says the whole story about Ramachai because we just don't know who did.
No, that's in the case of that's the Tanakhama sheet that he's saying. If all of them do it together, we don't know who did it, right? So why isn't the last guy Chayiv is a new question. In other words, he did it, right? The last guy ended it, right? When all 10 of them do it together, all bets are off, right? I don't know who did it. But the last guy, which Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah is doing an act of murder because all he has left is a mixas nefesh, the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, says even that guy is pater. That's the chiddush in the machlokes, right? Even the last guy. Why would the Chachamim say that last guy? We know he killed him. He was alive, right, with mixas nishmaso left, whatever that means, and this guy gave that last blow and ended it. So it has to be that the argument is over what's the status of ending mixas nefesh? What's the status? Do you consider that an act of ritzicha or not? And the chachamim do not, and Rav Yehuda ben Maaseiah does. And that's the etzem the machlokes. So, and here's where let me just finish this last point. So the chiddush of our yisod, our mishnah comes out in Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah, totally right. Because what's the ultimate yisod that we're looking for? What's the ultimate construct that only Bor has satisfied? What are the elements that you need to say here is the ketzad? This case of someone who's mazik or now rotzeach the mixas. And yes, is chayiv lugamre. It's got to be a person who is only b'miksas responsible, right? So is that being fulfilled here? Yes. Is he getting helped in his murder by the first guys? Of course he is. They took care of most of it, right? He's just ending it, like the Nemukia Yosef. He's mashlim the nezek. He's mashlim the ritzicha. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah is a classic example. So we have two. It's Bor and this. So if Yehuda ben Maaseiah, what's the problem? Why didn't we put this one up front? Gemara asked that question, right? Gemara answers it. What does Gemara say? Why is this not up there with Bor? Because Bepulukta lo kamari or Beritzicha lo kamari, right? Technical reasons, but otherwise it made it and it fully fulfills it. It's very, very interesting. We're going to have to really keep this in mind when you start to think the lumdus that we've had previously. So we're saying this guy is fulfilling the mixas ritzicha, despite the fact that what was going to happen? Now, did you the thought churning now? What was going to happen after the first 9 guys? Was he going to survive it? Take a quick look at Tosos Kulan. Right? It has to be that it was Kidei Lahabs, right? They were going to kill him. They was going to die either way. So what is the Brisker Rav's Kasha? What Kasha comes to your minds? If he was going to die anyway, what does that say? What does that remind you of? Which case? The Chavilos, for sure, right? The Chavilos is, the fire was going to go to the Gadish anyway, and he was just mocked in it. How is this any different than that?
Or the bad versions of the
next 2 hours
before. Yeah, right. So we have to get back to that child, but let's first make sure we got this down. So, questions. Everyone understands the machlokis now. The machlokis really is coming down to, is it an act of ritzicha to kill somebody who only has nefesh b'miksas, you only ritzach b'miksas? And the answer is machlokis. They say yes. They say no. He says yes. Right? And that's our yesod. And it sounds like nezikin, ritzicha, it's all one big happy family. Or unhappy family, however you want to look at it. But it looks like we could just lump them together. So that would be a big mistake, as was shown in it.
What changes between versus Gideon and versus Bishamak and Rabbanan?
For Rabbanan, they looked at a Goses Bidei Shamayim is a Chai Gamor. Right? He's alive.
Because you can't...
Because throughout all... You know, it's the lumpness over there, but it looks like it has to do with recognition. In other words, there are no simanim, there's no maisa that was ever done to this guy. You know, don't have a picture, chas v'shalom, of a person in terminal illness. But it's a person who, for all outwardly, looks like he's not going to die. He has fully intact skin, organs, head, everything. As opposed to the ghost of the Adam is like bleeding and has wounds and is looking in trouble. Right? And therefore, that one they decide is like a trefa, that one not. All right. So let's go to the brisket roast kash, because we already asked. We've had this yisod that if it's going to happen to anyone, right? Who's the machshir misa here? Right? You always have to ask yourself, who's machshir the misa here? Right? First. Who's first machshir misa? The nine guys that we're going to kill them. So the brisket roast says, why don't we say Micah Ovid? Remember the Micah Ovid for Rashi? Micah Ovid means, what's this guy doing, the last guy? There was a hechshir ritzicha. The guy was going to die. What is that last guy doing? What's the only thing he's doing? He is hastening the demise. That's what he's doing. He's having it happen sooner. Isn't that the same as the chavilos exactly? What did we have? We had a guy set a fire that was heading for a gaddish, right? It would have gone and burned up the gaddish. And what did the other guy do? He did the same thing, marble the chavilos. And the way Rashi puts it was going to happen sooner. And there we said, Micah Ovid, potter. So why don't we say the same thing over here?
Because by Misa, it's fundamentally different.
Yes, good.
Mizikin is about the damage happening. By Misa, it's about taking away life. So even if it was earlier, you still took away.
Bidi. That's it, right? So the answer to the brisket roast kasha is exactly that. There's no concept of chai shah by nezek, right? Nezek, it works like this. Nezek's going to happen. So who cares if it happens a little sooner or a little later? It really doesn't matter. The hezek is the hezek. It's going to happen. That's a horrible thing. But by Misa, it's a more horrible thing if it happens sooner. You're taking away moments of life. So you can't fall into this trap of thinking you can just equalize these two areas, right? Misa, nefashos, is very different. So that's one illustration. What's another illustration is the kasha that comes out of, it's quoted in the Shita Mekubetzis, I gave it to you in the Makaros, coming out of this Mekulam Peturim, right? This is Tosus on here. What does Tosus say? Tosus says that in the case of the Tanakhama, it's Shita, so we say Kulam Peturim, right? In this case of Zer Chazer even, Ubiyesh Berishon Gidei Lahamas. It has to be a case where all the earlier ones were going to kill him also, like we said before, right? Let's say the first nine guys were just going to hurt him, but they weren't going to kill him. They were just going to hurt him. And then the last guy kills him, right? So what does Tosa say? Afilu Rabbanan Achron Chayev, right? Why? Why would the Tanakhama now say also that the Achron is Chayev? What changed? What's their sheet? The sheet is you're not Chayev for killing the Mixas, but if you kill a full Nefesh, you are. What is this guy a full nefesh? Of course he is. Why? Because whatever they did to him, it wasn't going to kill him. If what they did to him wasn't going to kill him, they weren't taking his neshama away at all. He's alive and not well, but he's alive. Fully alive. So that's a difference. So comes along the Shita and he says, wait a second, whoa, we have another case. Why isn't this a good case? Right? The first nine were mazik the guy. And the last one killed him. And you're going to tell me, oh, that's not a good example, but what does this sound like? The very first example of boar, right? By boar, we made a boar that is capable of nezik. What? 10, 9 could be mazik. Right. And what did the last guy do? He upped it to a boar lahamis, 10. And that was a classic case. So why is this any different? Why don't we say that this is another example of the mixas? That this is a case of where it's mazik b'miksas, and then they started it going, and then he was mainis b'miksas, and it's another example of our thing. Without going on to review the mimsera, we have an example in the Rabban. What's the difference? Why is that no good? But the Rosh is the one who asked this kasha, and the Rosh is the one who says, and you know, I'll give you an example, look at Bor. And then the Shita just says one line. The Shita Megvetzis says, in answering up this kasha in the Rosh, he says, no, it's not the mixas. It's not the mixas. So what does he mean by that? He means that the last guy is doing kula. But why? Why isn't it the same as the Hasid? How did we explain that board case? How did Rashi, because what was going on in the board case? It was, what did Rashi emphasize over and over again? He emphasized that the first nine, right, the first guy that dug nine tvachim, right, and made a borshim, Yazik, right? So that's Haschalas, the ultimate thing, even though I'm making a bor shehenis. Why is this different?
If he's not dying, then it's still nothing started. So I'm like,
yeah, good.
It's not seen as a continuation of that.
Excellent. So there we go again. The lumbus here is exactly the same as Kuda. Don't compare murder to Nezik. They are really different. If I have a shore, my mamum, that will end up dying, that's not the same as human being killed. So what's going on with the boar? So the first guys are going to hurt the shore, and the last guy is going to kill the shore. So when you talk about mamon, like shore, shvirus kalim, or things like that, that's a world unto itself. There, the haschala of the killing of my mamon is injuring my mamon, but not by a human being. By a human being, life, and taking away life, chas v'shalom, is in a world by itself. So it's very, very different. At the end of the day, as much as we're going to put Ritzicha into the yesod of our Mishnah, it certainly is not allowing us to make the mistake of making this absolute comparison of a continuum along the lines of Nezek into Ritzicha. It doesn't work that way. It works that way by Mamon. Who cares about a shore? You know, I mean, nothing personal, right? But by Adam, by human beings, by human life, and its value is far, far qualitatively and quantitatively different than anything like that. Okay, so at the end of the day, Rav Yehuda ben Seira holds up, except for the fact that the Pukta lo kamari and the Kutala lo kamari and Shalom Yisrael, that's the end of this whole thing. So what I want to do right now, very quickly, is review everything we did on this entire sugya, right? I have 23 minutes to do it. We can do everything that took us so long now very fast, because all the Yisodos, right, are like right at our fingertips. Quick question first.
I don't understand.
And I'm going to ask you guys just to see if you remember all the key points. What did Rambam say? What did Rav say? You know, all those little things.
Okay. How does Kula Keturim?
Huh?
We're saying that he's cautious. More serious. Why is Kula Keturim?
Why is Kula Keturim in which case? In the case, why does Tan Kama hold the role Potter?
Yeah.
Okay, because the first nine guys are Potter. What did they do? Right, in terms of murder, they did not. The big question is, why is the last guy putter? Yeah. So the last guy's putter is because what did he do?
We're saying it's nefashos, it's more serious.
Okay, it is. But what did he do? What did his maisa do? It killed a ghost of the Adam, who according to them is mixas nefesh, and according to everybody is. And the pasuk says, yake kol nefesh, which they say is your only chayev misa, when you kill the entire nefesh, not just the mixus of the nefesh. That was the ikar nekudas amachlokes.
Where
are we? Yudim and Meseris says, even if you kill a little bit of a nefesh, kol dehu nefesh, you're chayiv misa.
Where do we get that? It was from the Gemara Sanhedrin, and we know that this case is a kosis.
Yeah, no, this exact case is in the Gemara Sanhedrin.
So that's how we know.
That's how we know the machlokes between the two of them, but you have it over here.
As being the sea is
the right. Wait, does Rashi mention Koldehu and does he mention the pasuk? I seem to recall that he did over here also.
Yeah.
Right. It's even here.
Shakir Misasa.
Right.
How come by the trefa, how come we consider him like a god of Kapala?
Because we know for sure he's going to die. By definition, the trefa is going to die.
But if the whole focus is on the point of where it's the neshama, that hasn't actually happened.
No, well, you're talking about the heart transplant and brain then. But meaning like that's when Yitzias HaNesham is important. For the din of when you're chayiv misa for killing somebody, Yitzias HaNesham is not that important. That's the point.
And Shmuel would be right in terms of Rebbe Yisrael's for saving our Shabbos.
Right, exactly. You would have to say, you would be able to be Mechal Shabbos Daraisa to save a trefa. For sure. And you're chayiv Ritzicha Bidei Shamayim when a person kills a trefa. Don't get me wrong, don't go around killing trefas. But there's a lot of nafkaminas practical that we could talk about in terms of this issue. How come I can't take the heart out of a trefa and use it in a heart transplant? I'd love to do that, right? No, I mean, to save the other guy. But I can't because it's an act of ritzicha b'dei shamayim. But it's not a ritzicha b'dei adam. That's what our topic is. It's Yichud B'Dei Adam that you're Chayiv Misa.
It's a Chiddush by Treva.
It's an Alpidin big Chiddush. Yes. All of this is a Chiddush. You have to understand, everything's operating Alpidin. This is a halachic world, right? Halachic Misha Halacha. We're right here. We're in the ideal construct, halacha. Halachic world. And in that world, that's exactly what's going on. We're defining within different parameters of halacha, you know, life and death differently. Okay, so now let's quickly go. So what did they...